Welcome, everyone, to the 41st episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm your host, Mr. Richard, coming to you live from Saigon. Today is our second episode about love. Today we will focus on the language of love, French. French? In an English podcast? True. English is an international language, not only because it is spoken around the world, or it is the language of business settings and journals, but also because it has borrowed lots of words from other languages. English has more than 20,000 borrowed words from Japanese, Spanish, French, Korean, Greek, and Latin, to name a few. Some of these words still reserve their linguistic characteristics, while some have changed their pronunciations or meanings to adapt to English over time. Today, we are going to introduce you to English vocabulary that originated from French. When we hear the word France, we think of the Eiffel Tower, the City of Lights and Romance, their cuisine and architecture. And how about French? For me, it's music to my ears, and it is the language of love. Without further ado, let's go through the lesson starting with vocabulary explanations. Au naturel. Au naturel means with no elaborate treatment, dressing, or preparation. Venue. Venue is the place where something happens, especially an organized event such as a concert, conference, or sporting event. De facto. De facto denotes someone or something that is such in fact. Au pair. Au pair is a young foreign person, typically a woman, who helps with housework or childcare in exchange for room and board. Coup de foudre. Coup de foudre is a sudden, unforeseen event, generally used to describe love at first sight. Nouveau riche. Nouveau riche are people who have recently acquired wealth, and typically those perceived as ostentatious or lacking in good taste. Faux amis. Faux amis are false friends. Croissant. Croissant is a crescent-shaped bread made of flaky pastry, often eaten for breakfast. Café. A café is a coffee shop. Brunette. A brunette is a brown-haired girl. Ballet. Ballet is an artistic dance form performed to music using precise and highly formalized set steps and gestures. The recent movie Black Swan is about ballet. Rendezvous. Rendezvous is a meeting at an agreed time and place, typically between two people. Debut. A debut is the first public performance or a person's first appearance. Coiffeur. Coiffeur is a hairstyle, or in some cases a hairdresser or barber. Connoisseur. Connoisseur is an expert in wines, fine arts, or other matters of culture, a person of refined tastes. Bureau de change. Bureau de change is a currency exchange. In French, it means the office where you can change your currency. Boutique. Boutique is a clothing store, usually selling designer, one-off pieces, rather than mass-produced clothes. Can also describe a quirky and or upscale hotel. À la mode. À la mode means fashionable or up-to-date, and you will also commonly find this expression on the menu. Food items on the menu that are à la mode are served with ice cream. Unique. Unique means one of a kind. Sauté. If something is sautéed, it is fried quickly in a little hot fat or oil. Soirée. Soiree is an evening party. Sabotage. Sabotage means deliberately destroy, damage, or obstruct something, especially for political or military advantage. Rapport. Rapport is a close and harmonious relationship in which the people or groups concerned understand each other's feelings or ideas and communicate well. Raison d'être. Raison d'être means reason for being, or justification or purpose of existence. Par avion. Par avion means by air mail. Omelette. An omelette is a dish of beaten eggs cooked in a frying pan until firm, often with a filling added while cooking, and usually served folded over. Liaison. A liaison is a close relationship or connection, an affair, or a person who acts as a link to assist communication or cooperation between groups of people. Laissez-passer. Laissez-passer literally means allow to pass and generally means a travel document such as a passport. Homme du monde. An homme du monde is a cultured, sophisticated man, a man of the world. Haute couture. Haute couture literally means high sewing, which generally means trend-setting fashion. Genre. Genre. A genre is a type or class, such as a movie genre or music genre. Flambé. Flambé is a cooking procedure in which alcohol is added to a hot pan to create a burst of flames. Fiancé. Fiancé means the betrothed, or literally a man or woman engaged to be married. Entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is a person who undertakes and operates a new enterprise or venture and assumes some accountability for the inherent risks. Usually corporations are not entrepreneurs because corporations don't like accountability. Entree. Entree literally means entrance, or in American English, the main dish or main course of a meal. En route. En route means on the way. Crème de la crème. Crème de la crème means best of the best, or literally cream of the cream, used to describe highly skilled people or objects. Couture. Couture means fashion. Chic. Chic means stylish. Chauffeur. Chauffeur means a private driver. Femme fatale. Femme fatale is an attractive or seductive woman, especially one who will ultimately bring disaster to a man who becomes involved with her. Faux pas. A faux pas is an embarrassing or tactless act or remark in a social situation. Au fait. Au fait means being conversant in or with, or instructed in or with. Charge d'affaire. Charge d'affaire is a diplomatic official who temporarily takes the place of an ambassador. Okay, time for a little story. This story, of course, as always, was written by Teresa Chung. Please go to www.eslhcmc.podomatic.com to review this story and some exercises about it. And here we go. They met when she was an au pair for an English nouveau-rich family, and he was a chauffeur for the next-door cafe owner. They had to work their way through college, although he was the son of a chargé d'affaires, and she was the daughter of a bureau de change owner. It was Coup de Foudre. Both shared an interest in music genres such as ballet and opera. They're au fait with music themes and could go on and on about them without making any faux pas. They had a great passion for cuisine. They loved to have croissants or omelets for breakfast. For entrees, it had to always be a sautéed or flambéed dish. And their favorite beverage was red wine. They had many romantic rendezvous that were beyond description. She dreamt of becoming a coiffeur and a couture designer, and was on her way to making her first debut. He wanted to be a fashion connoisseur and manage the creme de la creme of the fashion houses. However, she made friends with a few faux amis, and they were jealous of her dreamlike relationship. They tried to sabotage her liaisons with them. Her laissez-passer was expired, and she couldn't have it renewed at that time, so she had to return to Italy. They maintained their great rapport par avion. After a few months being away from her, he decided she was the one and only, and his raison d'être. He started to move in with her, and flew back and forth between the two countries. Now, she was a femme fatale, working for a haute couture in Milan. He was now an entrepreneur, possessing many boutiques in London. In terms of appearance, she's a brunette with a unique dressing style. She looked stunning all the time, whether she wore her hair au naturel or not. He's a homme de monde, always wearing things à la mode. They were a chic matching couple. After 5 years of de facto marriage, she agreed to become his fiancée. They even chose a venue for a soirée to announce their engagement. Then, en route to a mansion, which he was going to buy as a wedding present for her, she had a car accident. Now that sounds like a sad story there, and what can say, c'est la vie, that's life. However, we're going to leave it up to you. Listeners, you can save the story by sending us your ending, practicing the vocabulary you have learned in this lesson, or other borrowed French words that were not included in today's podcast. You can also write to us telling us about any faux pas that you may have made. Our email address is eslhcmc@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always find us on Facebook. Well, that concludes today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Mr. Richard, and this has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Peace.